The Holy Bible discusses the cedars of Lebanon some 70 times. Learn why God wants you to grow spiritually like the king of all trees, the mighty cedar of Lebanon. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. God speaks a lot about the cedars of Lebanon in his Hebrew Bible, and he has planted them himself. And he emphasizes that. And why would he be talking so much about that? There are some 70 verses that talk about the cedars of Lebanon. 70 verses. That's a lot to talk about a tree. But why is God emphasizing this so much with the cedars of Lebanon? They are very inspiring to study. There is a lesson here that is important to all of us. Notice Psalm 104 and verse 16. Verse 16 says, "The trees of the eternal are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he has planted." He has planted them. He emphasizes that to us. He wants us to know that he did that. So why did he plant them and why did he emphasize it in the Bible many times? Well, because he wants us to grow like this cedar of Lebanon. There's no tree that grows like it, and it is the king of all trees. You will see that as we go along here in those 70 verses. So we need to learn to grow spiritually the way this mighty cedar does. Notice Judges 9, "And the trees said to the tree," they're talking to each other, the trees are talking here, "come you and reign over us." They want a leader in their trees. "But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, come you and reign over us. And the vine said, well, should I leave my wine, cheers God, and then go to be promoted over the trees? Verse 14, "Then said all the trees unto the bramble, come you and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, if in truth you anoint me king over you, if you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon." So God says, this tree is the king of all trees. So it has a lesson. It has something to teach us, to all of us, a tremendous, inspiring lesson. But it does reign over the other trees. It is interesting that God takes this space in the Bible to let you know that this tree, this cedar of Lebanon, is the king of trees. That has just an inherent lesson in it. It reigns over all the trees. In other words, it's the greatest tree. It's a leader of the trees, the king of the trees, king of all of them. And he wants us to grow like that cedar of Lebanon. There's no tree that grows more powerfully than that. And it has a wonderful lesson for the kings and priests who are chosen by God, especially to understand that. Psalm 92, notice what it's about. Verse 12, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." So if we're righteous, we're going to grow like the cedar of Lebanon, the king of trees. God says the righteous are going to grow like that. That's what it says here. "The righteous shall flourish in the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." He shall grow. You see a type of spiritual growth God wants us to have. He wants us to grow like this mighty cedar. Now, again, that's written about so much in the Bible, so you have to believe that God really wants this to inspire us and to learn a lesson from it and see what we're supposed to get out of this, out of those more than 70 verses in the Bible. God makes that very important, and it's certainly emphasized here. For our spiritual growth, we have to grow in righteousness and grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Verse 24 of Deuteronomy 3, O eternal God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? I pray you, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that godly mountain and Lebanon. So it's bringing in the trees of Lebanon. If we're going to be great, if we're going to have spiritual greatness, we need to understand this lesson about the Lebanon cedar. We need that understanding very badly. It's all according to God's might. He wants us to grow and be strong like the cedar of Lebanon, the king of trees, strongest tree in the world. As far as I'm concerned, where is one that's greater and that's even more magnificent? Just amazing. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants unto Solomon, King Solomon. Verse 2, and Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, you know how that David my father could not build an house unto the name of the Eternal his God for the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. And he goes on in verse 5 and says, I propose to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. I'm going to build a house for my God. What is he going to do to build that house? What is he going to build it from? Well, notice verse 6. Now therefore command. God commands this. It's a strong command. You that obey, hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon. This was a command. He had to have those trees for his great purpose in respecting his father David. Then verse 8, then Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the things which you sent to me for, and I will do all you desire concerning timber of cedar. So he was getting help very quickly. 2 Chronicles 2, here's what it says, and Solomon determined to build an house for the name of the Eternal and the house for the kingdom. And then verse 5, it says, and the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. Above all gods. This has to be great. Just like the cedar trees. Verse 8, send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees out of Lebanon, for I know that your servants can skill to cut timber in Lebanon. And behold, my servants shall be with your servants, even to prepare me timber in abundance, for the house which I am about to build shall be wonderful great. Wonderful great. That's pretty impressive. Now he's using some strong adjectives there. So it's great to make it as great as you possibly can, as big and as strong and beautiful as the cedars of Lebanon. All of those cedars of Lebanon and the parts, virtually all of them, I believe maybe that is all of them, and Solomon covered them with gold. All the vessels of the temple, he just put gold over all of them, never even using silver. It was not good enough for God's temple. Verse 21, and King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. He had too much. Silver didn't mean anything. He had gold on everything, just about, it seems. The best of everything. God the Father is perfect, and He tells us to become perfect as He is and be mighty like this cedar of Lebanon. 1 Kings 7, but Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. And he built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. It was covered with cedar above the beams and so on. So there's more of the gold and no silver put on the vessels of the temple. But notice what it says in Habakkuk 2 and verse 17. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover you. This is a whole world. Think about this. It'll cover everybody, and the spoil of beasts, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. So, here you have the whole world is going to be covered with violence, like Lebanon, and this most of the cedar trees right there. Notice, why is God doing this? Well, because there's a lot of sin, and God is correcting them very severely, and he's making violence cover all of Lebanon and the world. The whole world's going to look like Lebanon if they don't repent. It is a lesson. This used to be the jewel of the Middle East, really. It was that great in the Middle East. Really the most exciting cities in all of the Middle East at that time, perhaps. And God is saying, but now it's just been destroyed in this context. And God says it's going to cover the entire earth. Habakkuk 2 and verse 17, the entire earth. But notice, there's good news. Verse 14, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Eternal as the waters cover the sea. See, God is going to destroy, but then in the end here, He's going to cover the sea with His truth all over this world, and that's coming very soon. We're in the last hour, even more urgent than that in some ways if you look at the prophecies. Notice what Song of Songs says, where Solomon is talking about this, his spouse. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. So here we have both of these spouses, the husband and the wife, that are growing together. They are helping each other to grow in this royal marriage. Then verse 11, your lips of my spouse drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the smell of your garments is like the smell of Lebanon. Well, how about that? Verse 15, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Living waters. This is real life he's talking about here. We are just a chemical existence, and we're going to die very soon. That's not life. God is talking about life forever with Him. And He wants to give it to all of us. And not this chemical existence of ours is nothing. That's not life. It brings death in your life. So that's not real life. But God is going to give it to us if we grow like the cedars of Lebanon. An inspiring lesson for us. We have to be born into God's eternal family because we're perfect like the Father. God has destroyed Lebanon, and the whole world is going to be looking like it if we don't repent and turn to God. He doesn't want that to happen to us, but He prophesies it, as He prophesied the destruction here even. There's a lot of prophecy about these cedars of Lebanon. God protects His very elect. Notice what it says in verse 34. He says, "And He shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one." Yes, God has to bring them down because of their sins. And then Isaiah 33 and verse 9 says, "The earth mourns and languishes. Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits." But there's great hope. Notice Isaiah 29, verses 17 through 19. Notice this, verse 17, "Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field? And the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest," like a whole forest. The whole forest is going to be magnificent, inspiring. Verse 18, "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the eternal, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." God is going to fill this earth with joy and rejoicing. You don't see that in this earth today. You see all kinds of horrifying problems. God wants to give us joy and rejoicing. If we only trust Him, even now, we bring great joy into our lives. If we love Him as He loves us. Verse 6, "For thus says the Eternal unto the king's house of Judah, You are Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make you a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited." Nuclear bombs. Verse 7, "And I will prepare destroyers against you, every one with his weapons, and they shall cut down the choice cedars and cast them into the fire." Just burning the great cedars of Lebanon because of their sins. Then a little further down, it says, "Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up your voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke unto you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you obey not my voice. The wind shall eat up all the pastures, and the lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shall you be ashamed and confounded for all your wickedness." Wickedness, wicked world, according to this Bible. And you know what's coming if we don't learn our lesson here. We just simply must get this lesson into our mind. Verse 23, "O inhabitant of Lebanon, that make your nest in the cedars, how gracious shall you be when pangs come upon you, the pain as a woman in travail." That's a lot of pain. God says that the pain is going to come if we don't look to Him and begin to grow like the magnificent cedars of Lebanon. Oh, so wonderful to understand that. Isaiah 35 in verses 2 through 4. "It shall blossom abundant and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel, and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Eternal and the excellence of our God. Strengthen you the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Help the people that are feeble, those that are weak. Help them and serve them. Verse 4, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and serve you. You have to look to God. You have to keep your mind on Him. Well, let's take a look a little further down in Isaiah 60 and verse 13. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. I mean, these cedars of Lebanon beautify places, and God wants them by His sanctuary. Beauty right there by His sanctuary, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glory. God wants it all to be in glory. That's how beautiful this lesson is for us. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
The Holy Bible discusses the cedars of Lebanon some 70 times. Why? There's a lesson for all mankind in these spectacular trees, particularly for those God is calling out of the world today. God wants you to grow spiritually like a mighty cedar of Lebanon, the king of all trees. Request Gerald Flurry's free book, The Eternal Has Chosen Jerusalem, for the ultimate vision behind the cedars of Lebanon. Prove that God is in the process of converting humans into His Spirit-born sons. Mighty cedars destined to serve God and expand His perfect law and government throughout the universe forever. Spiritual cedars of Lebanon will always beautify God's universe headquarters at Jerusalem and beyond. Study The Eternal Has Chosen Jerusalem to understand the glorious opportunity God is offering you today. If you will repent and turn to God before the second coming of Jesus Christ, you will grow spiritually like a cedar of Lebanon and join Christ's bride. You will be planted at God's headquarters in Jerusalem, nourished and strengthened by rivers of living water flowing from God's temple and throne. This is the greatest reward God will ever offer to human beings. It can be yours if you choose to grow like a cedar of Lebanon today. Also request Gerald Flurry's free booklet, The Book of Chronicles. Learn from the ancient Israelite King Solomon's passion for building God's temple. Only the highest quality materials would be suitable for God's house, so Solomon ordered gold-covered timber from the cedars of Lebanon. Are you like a cedar of Lebanon spiritually? Made of the best quality spiritual materials to contribute to God's spiritual house today? Solomon dedicated the temple to the honor and glory of the great God. You too can be dedicated to God's honor and glory if you choose to grow like a mighty cedar of Lebanon. You will also receive a free copy of our new reprint article about the cedars of Lebanon. To achieve spiritual greatness, you must learn the lesson of the King of all trees. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Eternal Has Chosen Jerusalem, The Book of Chronicles, and a reprint article about the Cedars of Lebanon. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Eternal Has Chosen Jerusalem, The Book of Chronicles, and a reprint article about the Cedars of Lebanon. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Eternal Has Chosen Jerusalem, The Book of Chronicles, and a reprint article about the Cedars of Lebanon. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.